Hello, and thank you for joining us for Options Talk with OIC. I'm your host, Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing at the Options Industry Council. OIC is a nonprofit initiative that was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. Today, we are going to be speaking with industry experts about some of the latest topics impacting the options industry. Today's topic is on the risks and rewards of the Iron Condor strategy. The Iron Condor is a bit more complex than some of the other strategies, but nonetheless, a good one to understand. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, fees, commissions, margin interest and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. Supporting documentation for any claims will be supplied upon request. Here to talk to me about the Iron Condor strategy is Bill Ryan, Managing Director at NYSE Amex Options. Bill, glad you could make it.
Thanks, Joe. It's great to be here.
What's your role at NYSE Amex Options?
Well, Joe, I work in the options marketing department, and a big part of what I do is education. I speak to brokers and investors about different options and different option strategies.
Thanks for joining us, Bill. And from OIC's call center, we have Darren Tate, a senior specialist of investor services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Darren, what's your role there?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I work to educate investors and financial industry professionals about the risk and potential rewards of exchange-traded options. I do that by taking calls on the 888 Options help desks. I may have talked to some of you before. I also write, review, and update content for our website, optionseducation.org. And because I do actually work at the Options Clearing Corporation, I help individuals better understand the clearing process as it's related to options.
That's great, Darren. Well, let's get started on today's topic. As I mentioned earlier, an Iron Condor is an advanced trading strategy. Bill, how would you define it?
Well, Joe, the Iron Condor can be looked at as two credit spreads, a credit call spread and a credit put spread. Now, typically, both these spreads are out of the money, with the lowest strike price being the long put. And as we work our way up the ladder, we see the next highest strike price is the short put. The next highest strike price would be the short call, and the highest strike price involved in the strategy would be the long call. Now, the difference between the strikes in each spread is identical. It's usually a 5 or 10 point spread. And the difference between the put and the call is usually the same as the difference in each individual spread, but it can be a little bit wider.
Right. It's really a limited risk, limited reward strategy. And as the Iron Condor does consist of long calls, long puts, short calls, and short puts, an investor will want to be fully aware of the potential risks and rewards of these types of option positions. It's really a neutral strategy. Should the underlying move significantly in either direction, an individual will want to have an exit strategy in mind so they can limit their losses. And should one of the short options come in the money, should the stock move higher and the short call become in the money, or the stock move lower and the short put ends up in the money, there's a chance there for assignment. So an investor wants to understand the potentials of the assignment, and if they don't want to own the stock in the case of a put assignment or sell short the stock in the case of a call assignment, they'll want to have that extra strategy in mind.
And Bill, what would you say about the maximum risk-reward characteristics?
Well, Joe, as Darren said, it's really a limited risk, limited reward strategy, and the profit is limited to the net premium received. As we said, it's two credit spreads. So when you sell a two credit spread, you end up with a net premium. So it's a net premium received, and the risk is limited to the difference between the strike prices less that net premium received. Now, another thing that comes into play here is commissions. And we talk about commissions and how we don't mention them in our podcast, but you have to take commissions into account here because there are four legs to the spread. So you have four commissions that you have to contend with here. And as everybody knows, that discounters, full-service firms, and internet brokers all charge different commission rates. So it's extremely important for investors to understand their commissions, especially when involved in an iron condor with four different legs.
Yeah, and the maximum gain for the iron condor, as Bill mentioned, is the total premiums that you're going to receive for the overall trade, less the commissions that you're going to pay. One thing to consider when looking at a vertical, just a simple vertical credit spread, for example, a bull put spread, is the iron condor lets you do the similar spread on the other side, and it may allow you to actually spread out the differences there between the two premiums. So if you're looking at just a bull put spread, for example, with a, say the underlying security is at $55 and you're going to write the 50, 45 bull put spread and hope to keep the entire premium. You may also look at an iron condor where you would do the other side of that and you would do maybe a 60 and a 65 bear call spread to get the other credit. Or you could spread that out and potentially get the similar credit as when you're doing just one side as you could by doing both sides if you spread out the risk a little bit between the two short strike prices.
Good, Darren. Now, Bill, you talked about commissions. What are the impact that they have on using the strategy?
Well, as I said, Joe, there's four contracts involved here, two spreads. So anytime, you know, you have trading and you had trade four contracts, you have to pay more commissions. Now, as Darren mentioned, exercise and assignment, what we're really hoping for when we do the iron condor is that the price stays somewhere in the middle between the strike prices of the call spread and the put spread, and all options expire worthless. Now, if they expire worthless, there are no additional commissions charged. However, if one side does end up in the money, you'll have additional commissions at the end. So if the put side ends up in the money and you have to exercise your long put and you're assigned on your short put, you'll pay two more commissions. And if the call spread ends up in the money, you'll pay two commissions there also, one to exercise your long call and one to be assigned on your short call. So commissions are very important here. And because it's a limited reward strategy, you have to factor commissions in here.
And that's really because there potentially are more trades in this strategy, right,
yeah,
Bill?
Yeah, more trades involved, more legs involved, more commissions involved.
Okay. Darren, what role does volatility play in this strategy?
Well, this is really a strategy. Ideally, one would enter an iron condor when they felt that implied volatility levels of the option were relatively high and expected them to decline over time. Problem is trying to decide what's high and what's low. What's high today may not necessarily be high tomorrow. Declining implied volatility will reduce option values, and as this is a credit spread, the debit that would be created to close it out would be less if implied volatility is pulled back than the initial credit received. Implied volatility rises while stock prices stay stable. This could negatively impact the iron condor. So even though maybe you thought the implied volatility levels were relatively high, they go higher the next day because you're short the spread, it's going to negatively impact the overall position. Changes in implied volatility will impact the short options more than the long options. So as implied volatility drops, the position benefits and implied volatility increases, the position is negatively impacted.
Well, that is a little more, you know, complex, the iron condor strategy. Anything else, Bill or Darren, you'd like to add?
Well, I think I just repeat what Darren was saying about the volatility. And if you think volatility is going to stay relatively stable, you would consider doing the iron condor. If you thought volatility was going to explode, you wouldn't be involved in the iron condor.
Right, exactly. And it's really a neutral strategy. As Bill indicated earlier, you want the underlying security to stay between the two strike prices, and you want the two short strike prices, that is, and you want the option positions to expire worthless.
Thanks, Darren. And Bill, Darren, thanks for being here today.
Great to be here, Joe. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to be here. Thanks.
I hope today's discussion has given you some insight into using the iron condor. Darren and Bill are both OIC instructors, so look for them on the OIC seminar circuit. But if you have any other options-related questions, call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. You can speak with Darren directly or any of our experienced staff. Also, be sure to check out our website at www.optionseducation.org. There are a lot of resources and tools on our site that will help you better understand options. If you have any feedback on the show, email me at options@theocc.com. Join us next week on Options Talk with OIC. Thanks for listening. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.